It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Well, you may be thinking, it's maybe somewhere in Gaza, maybe some leftovers in Afghanistan. Maybe you just thought it was Haiti or something. No, that's our southern border. That's El Paso, Texas.
I didn't like that. It started off with like 300 migrants, and it turned out to be like 100. They said, at least according to the National Guard, it was 100 males that just stormed the border. But they got through the razor wire. It was like they pushed it out of the way. I'm like, how do you push razor wire out of the way without cutting yourself to shreds?
It's the most shocking part of this whole thing, and we've said it before, this video is everywhere. I think everybody in the country's seen it at this point, and it may be one of those turning points. First one was DeSantis, very smartly. A stunt? Yeah, sure. We'll give him that. But an effective one of sending migrants from Florida to Martha's Vineyard.
That was the
greatest. All of a sudden the limousine lefties were like, it can happen here. And this one, which even is being shown on mainstream network TV this morning and everywhere else, and it's everywhere on social media, you can't escape it, this video of this border rush, you can't be of sane mind and have any kind of caring for this country and say, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
No, it's not fine. It's a terrible scene.
Which, surprisingly, none of the National Guard members or the Border Patrol agents were hurt.
Thank God.
Neither were any of the migrants, for that matter. But still, they've arrested at least, I think, one or two right now for, you know, attacking a police officer or, in this case, a federal agent. It's crazy at how it's chaos. Look at this.
It's nuts. One of the first, I think, on X I had seen repost this video was Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. And the first thing I thought was what a lot of people are thinking. Well, there is something you could do about it, Mike.
Yeah.
Why don't you help shut down the government until they fix this?
Yeah, why don't you shut down the border?
All the little pet projects, all this other crap they're stuffing into this bill, you know, that should pass today to keep the government open. How about no?
Yeah.
How about we don't keep it open until we shut this, until we, you know, close this government, this border down?
It's great. But the interesting part is, too, look at the people who participated.
Yeah.
They're all men, all young guys.
Right.
Where are the families? No. And that's what started it. They let a family through.
Wow.
Border agents let the family through and probably thinking, you know, these people, they got little kids and it's a mom and a dad and we'll let them in and we'll check everybody else out later. And that's when they stormed the border. Fortunately, there was another fence to stop them, by the way.
True.
You know, that was the biggie. So at least they have, like, you know, backup plans in place. Because if not, these agents all would have been just run right over.
And there probably most likely have been worse scenes, as sad as that is to say, but they weren't caught on such crystal clear news cameras.
Well, the interesting part is it was the New York Post.
They were right there.
They were right. It's their footage that the world is seeing now, which is quite ironic because they'd probably be all for, you know, no razor wires, no fences, letting everybody in. And they're the ones.
Well, not the Post, but the Times.
The Times.
Yeah.
But it's like, well, okay, at least they got it. And this is on top of, you remember when we watched Elon Musk was another one. Remember when he went down to the border?
Oh, yeah.
He was
at
Eagles Pass, though. He was in a different place. He wasn't in El Paso. But either way, I mean, it's the same kind of situation. Here's a guy that's got nothing to gain by showing you video of what's happening at the border. It doesn't, I mean, other than he wants his country to be safe.
Well, he wanted to see it for himself, too, which not all of us can do. And then he live streamed it for everybody else to see it through his eyes. You're right, Jen. That made a big impact as well.
It was huge. It was like, wow, that's Elon. That's not, you know, that's not a politician who leans left or leans right. You know, when Ted Cruz goes to the border, you think Ted Cruz is going to show you the bad part. When Donald Trump goes to the border, people will say, well, he's only going to show you the bad part. Or when Kamala Harris, she hasn't gone. Sorry. But, well, okay, say Kamala Harris went. You'd only see the good part.
She got within an hour.
Oh, wow.
Come on. She's our border czar.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, a border czar has never been to the border.
All right, so that's enraging, but this should make you feel good about humanity in the future because this is incredible. It's kind of gross, but it's amazing.
I see,
medical miracle.
I think it's pretty amazing. What they've done at Massachusetts General Hospital is they took a genetically modified pig's kidney and they've implanted it into a human being. And this is a man. His name's Slayman. I forget his first name. This is a man who basically had a human transplant years ago. That transplant failed. This man's an end stage diagnosis. He wasn't going to live. He told the doctors, I have no desire to stay like this. So please put me in for this pig liver. And Richard Slayman at 62 years old is doing fine. They did the surgery yesterday, took about 4 hours. And you think, well, it's a pig liver. Ugh, you know, like, okay, well, it's better than nothing.
It's right? Life.
It's life.
Because he had that failed human kidney transplant before. So far anyway, and I know this is early on, that this guy's doing okay.
So far, you know, we'll see. His first kidney lasted. He got a when he got the kidney transplant the first time, that it ended up being 5 years, I think it lasted. But he had all kinds of difficulties. The doctors at Mass General, though, they were pretty cool yesterday. They said this is thousands of doctors and engineers and scientists. Thousands of these people and thousands of hours of research has led to this.
They do amazing work there, but I don't know if they've done anything this incredible. And what kind of shocked me from the story was, I've always known it's tough to get a match for like a kidney and other organs.
Right.
I didn't know there was such a shortage, and they made a big deal about that at the press conference, talking about how they really need organ donations. More of a shortage than ever before.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's sad. But if they could, you know, because if somebody's on a transplant waiting list, as they say, you know, people say, well, I want to get moved up on the transplant list. There's no way for them to move you up because it all depends on who you match. You know, you could be waiting on the transplant list for 10 years if you survive that long.
Right.
You know, you could be 6 months and all of a sudden they got a perfect match for you. And literally you get a phone call. And the only reason I know this is my girlfriend went through this with her daughter. You get a phone call. They got a phone call at 8 o'clock at night. They had to be at the hospital by 7 o'clock the next morning. It was like it's wow. The surgery's at 9. And you get here.
And sometimes you're waiting on pins and needles for years,
yeah,
for that, right?
Yeah, for years, wow. For years. And they literally had hours to get to the hospital and get their daughter prepped.
That's crazy.
So it's
the way it is, though.
And if this works out, but just think, you know what? What I'm more surprised is PETA hasn't reared its ugly head saying, you're screwing around with pigs now.
Pigs are people, too.
You know, so I'm all for animal genetically modifying their liver, their kidney, whatever it is that you want to take out of them. For a person, it's a big deal.
Yeah, that's the big question, too. People are going, well, how does the kidney work with that? It was genetically modified to reduce infection risk.
Yeah,
they actually fit.
And apparently it has some kind of thing in it that it will kill you. So they have to genetically modify the way it's, I don't know, it's way above our pay grade. These wow. are very smart people doing this stuff.
I still think this is just a stopgap measure on the way to, we're going to grow parts either in a petri dish from ourselves, from DNA, or they're just going to be, created with ID printing, 3D printing.
Couldn't you imagine that?
We're all going to have spare body parts.
That'd be nice.
And then the X Games are going to be incredible. It's like, well, if you lose, we'll hack off your arm.
Don't worry about it. We got another one.
No, we got the other one on back. Don't worry about it.
We'll put it back on.
That'll be the Olympics. Jousting. All right. The World of Entertainment gave us some gifts yesterday, including a teaser trailer thingy for a new movie we're excited about.
Can't wait.
We got that. And, they're going after Trump's finances. And now they're saying they're back to Mar-a-Lago being worth a lot now.
I thought it was only worth $18 million.
Nah, that's only when they were trying to get him to give it up.
Okay.
All right, that and more. It's coming up next. The Self-Loader Morning Show. Keep it here.
At least 30 days to get any of these properties sold. But the property that you alluded to, Mar-a-Lago, potentially, that could be something that could be sold quickly. I think the valuation is something in the hundreds of millions, and I think there could be a buyer for something like that.
Excuse me?
How much did she say Mar-a-Lago was worth?
Hundreds of millions?
No, I thought Letitia James said it was only worth like $18 million in the courtroom.
Now, to be fair, Letitia James and that crooked judge may be still saying that. They evaluated it at $18 million, but CNN's bringing up real estate experts saying hundreds of millions. Now?
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What a bunch of crooks.
Well, I don't think Trump's going to put, does he even have a choice? I mean, does Letitia James have the ability to go after any property that he owns?
Well,
that's the question. How broad is that net? Or is she going to stay in New York thinking that would behoove the city and the state more?
And where her power is, right?
Right.
Well, she's moving on that front, Jen. Letitia James preparing to seize former President Trump's Westchester County properties. The Monday is the deadline. Don't forget. It's coming up quick. $464 million bond, the civil fraud case, before he can even appeal, which is the most insane thing of all time. Trump Organization, his two older sons in Westchester County are now being financially monitored as well.
Great. I'm surprised they haven't seized properties already, to be honest with you.
In Westchester, you've got the Trump National Golf Club, Seven Springs Estate, maybe at risk of being seized. Seizing property of a political opponent.
This is crazy.
Welcome to the Bolsheviks.
It really is. This is horrifying.
And again, for people that don't understand it, the guy that made the best point was that Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary guy from Shark Tank, said, forget about Trump. It's not even about him anymore. It's about all of us.
Yeah.
It's about everybody. It's about your country.
If they don't like you, say, or it's even if the Republicans, say who was ever in charge, in this case, the Democrats, don't like a particular person, don't like a particular company, they can find some reason to say, oh, you violated laws. We're going to take it all.
We'll take your house.
And they just seize it.
We take your small business, going to take your house. Yeah. We take your plumbing company,
like
your trucks.
Domain.
Yeah, pretty much.
See you later. Bye. It's ours.
At least in eminent domain, they pay you like overvalue.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like this is the case with this.
Yeah, but you don't have a choice in eminent domain usually, unless you get a lot of money to fight it. But yeah, you usually don't have a choice. They just come and take it.
So Trump sent a message. It wasn't on Truth Social or anything. It was to the Save America pack, you know, to his strongest supporters. And I think maybe some people listening now are probably members of that pack. So maybe you got the email. But here's what he said. Keep your filthy hands off Trump Tower. Quote, insane radical Democrat AG Letitia James wants to seize my properties in New York. This includes the iconic Trump Tower. Democrats think this will intimidate me. They think that if they take my cash to stifle my campaign, then I'll give up.
God.
I will never surrender.
Good for him. At least, you know, at least he fights back. But just think, if it were you and it was your company or it was your house, you don't have the money to fight the government.
No.
Who does?
No.
Not many people. I think what Diener mentioned earlier about Mark Cuban, who hates Donald Trump, even he said, we're all worth millions of dollars, but it's not liquid. It's not like we have it in the bank and it's just sitting there. In many cases, it's companies, it's investments. You don't have access to $464 million.
And it's not like putting up a regular bond where you just, you know, oh, I'm worth it. Somebody, no. A bail bondsman bail you out of, gun club in Palm Beach County. It's not like that. This is $464 million to produce.
That's crazy.
There's very few people in cash that can produce that because of the liquidity problem.
Yeah.
Your value's in stocks, your value's in real estate, your value's in bonds.
But, it's all invested in various places. You don't have that kind of cash just floating around.
Why?
Unless, of course, you know, you came from an era where you didn't trust anybody and it's hidden in the walls. Just saying.
Maybe grandma was right. I don't know.
I don't know. So.
All right. In better news, Good Friday story. The world of entertainment has gotten us some good news. It's given us a gift. And it looks as though everybody involved with this movie is so psyched to be part of it. Didn't take long. The teaser is out for the new Beetlejuice sequel.
I can't wait for this.
Boy, they came out with this quick, didn't they?
They really did.
Sounds like this.
The juice is loose.
And not OJ.
No.
Beetlejuice.
After an unexpected family tragedy, three generations of the Dietz family return to their home in Winter River. And it looks just like the original.
Yeah, it really does.
All the scenery from the town, the house, everything.
You know why it's going to be good? Everybody wanted to be part of it again. All the actors.
True.
Directors, producers, now even the money behind it.
Yeah, Willem Dafoe's in this one. Okay,
is he? Yeah, it's automatically a hit.
So he's the bad guy, right? I would assume he's going to be the bad guy or one of the bad guys. He never plays a good person. He's always bad.
What if there's a crossover and he's the Green Goblin coming to haunt Beetlejuice? Who's so good in that?
You got Michael Keaton as Beetlejuice. Winona Ryder's back. Catherine O'Hara's back. Jenna Ortega is Winona Ryder's daughter. I know that much. And then Willem Dafoe and a few other people thrown in.
Outstanding.
But September 4th.
It's going to be so good.
It's going to be. I actually may go to the theaters to see this.
Getting Jen out to the theater.
That's a big deal. Getting me out on a Friday or Saturday. That, you're not kidding.
Can't wait. More entertainment stuff coming up in rapid fire. News, too, though, and what's going on at the border. All of it to send you into the weekend. Coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show.
Time for Jen at Fire on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Hey, look at that. It's the weekend, everybody. Just to throw this out there, not trying to literally rain on everybody's weekend, but there is going to be some weather arriving. But who cares? It's the weekend.
It might already be here.
We can't send you into it without knowing some stuff, though. Here's rapid fire. Jen's got the first one, as always.
There is a reason they say that the odds of winning a perfect bracket in the NCAA March Madness is 1 in 9.2 quintillion.
Oh,
There are very few perfect brackets left.
Bracket Buster!
Yesterday, we found out there's a team called the Oakland Golden Grizzlies.
That's right.
And they're not from Oakland, California. They're from where?
Michigan.
Oakland, Michigan.
So now you hate them?
No. They have a stadium or an arena that seats 4,000. There's only like 12,800 people in the city. So that means a third of the city goes to these games.
If they do.
If they go, if the town, okay.
But maybe they also just found out they have a university there.
It could very well be. But number three, Kentucky, the Kentucky Wildcats fell to the Golden Grizzlies last night and killed everybody.
You know, everybody's talking about this goal because it's such a feel-good story, right? This Golden Grizzlies team, and we're all joking around because nobody knew that they're in Michigan. Time to turn your eyes towards Kentucky. Does this mean major head chopping happened with that program? Because they don't take that too well.
Could very well. I don't know. They were ranked number three. They lost to number 14. It doesn't look good.
Mm-hmm.
Number six, South Carolina fell to 11th seed Oregon. Also, Duquesne, as one of my friends called, number 11 Duquesne. Beat BYU.
Who's your friend? Les Nessman?
Yeah.
From WKRP? Chai Chai Rodriguez.
He goes to my vet. North Carolina State knocked off Texas Tech.
Who, Les Nessman?
No.
Oh, okay.
Chai Chai Rodriguez.
Chai Chai Rodriguez.
Anyway. Jeez. Because of that, I did some searching.
Oh, God.
Per the NCAA, Oakland's upset left them with just about 2,200 perfect brackets.
Wow.
ESPN started with 22,114,000 brackets. They only have 1,825 perfect brackets left.
And that was one day.
One day.
This is why they have $1 million prizes. No one's going to get it.
So that's where you stand. If you have a perfect bracket, good for you.
Is that the hardest contest in the world?
It's got to be. Look, what were the quintillion odds?
It was.
1 in 9.2 quintillion. Yep. That's the number 9 followed by 18 other numbers.
It's got to be the hardest. You're right, Diener. It has to be.
I think it really might be. Like, if you look at odds and just the history of it all.
So if you still have those that still have a perfect bracket, total luck.
Oh, yeah.
No one is going to convince me that they took this Oakland team over Kentucky.
Oh, see, I don't buy it. If I knew they were the Golden Grizzlies, yeah, I would have, because I like their name.
See?
But that would have been the only reason.
Listen, Aria had Oregon beating South Carolina yesterday because they're the Ducks.
Oh, okay, is that right?
See? My 7-year-old daughter won the Oregon upset.
Didn't she win your whole family bracket last year?
She did.
See? Go with the names.
She likes the animals.
Maybe that's the whole key.
I'm telling you.
See, worked for Jen in the Friday football picks.
She would have been mixed up in this one, though. Grizzlies and Wildcats. Which one do you pick?
I know.
Pick?
Yeah, it was tough.
That's true.
It got tough for her after a while.
All right, we had this amazing story for you before, but it's worth repeating again. And we have some sound that's actually incredible from it now, too. A man is recovering, said to be doing well. He received a kidney transplant from a pig.
Jeez.
This is at Mass General Hospital. Surgeons there calling Rick Slayman a real hero for agreeing to try the groundbreaking operation last week. I think they're the heroes for doing it. He had previously failed a human kidney transplant. I didn't know this, but they made a big deal of it at the press conference. There's apparently a massive donor shortage for organs. Even more, there always is to try to find a match.
Right.
Even more than before, though. So we're all wondering, well, how does that work? The pig kidney doctors used was genetically modified to reduce the risk of infection.
Yeah, they edited all kinds of things in this pig. So I don't know, do they have like multiple pigs? Or do they just make one pig You know, they must have multiple, right, that they do the same editing to.
Maybe they just need that as like a starter kit and then it's completely different. I don't know. It's incredible.
But they said the doctors that did the press conference yesterday, because I watched it like a nerd, he said thousands of scientists and engineers went into making this possible.
Really?
Thousands.
Well, one of the doctors, I don't know which one it was, but he got very emotional talking about them when he started thanking all of those doctors you just mentioned and everybody at Mass General. Here he is.
We thoroughly discussed with the patient on multiple occasions all the known and unknown risks of the procedure, and he bravely decided to move forward with the xenotransplantation. My deepest gratitude goes to our MGH team.
He started balling up a little bit.
Oh, they said it took years to get these pigs modified. So
yeah,
they save a lot of lives.
But just that they did a heart too. Remember a pig heart not long ago? The guy lived, I want to say, for like 10 weeks. Mm. Wasn't a long time, but still.
Yep.
You know, and this guy, he's, no offense, he's the guinea pig.
Yeah.
To see if this is going to work.
So, incredible story.
Give him credit too.
Amazing advancements. That's probably why he was getting emotional too, thinking about everything that they can do with this. If it works in one person, you know, now it's only going to get better from here.
Going
so.
Forward, right.
Unreal. So I'm going to stick with sports, guys.
And
I want to revisit a story we spoke about yesterday with, as Jen calls it, which I actually love this name, Shohtani.
What's his name? I don't
Shohei
know.
Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, I think Shohtani's better. Just put it together.
You combine his first and last name. I think it's actually brilliant. So this was, the story came out that the Dodgers, because Ohtani plays for the Dodgers, left the Angels, went to the Dodgers, that giant contract of $700 million, whatever it was. And they fired his interpreter because they found, this was reports, that they found that his interpreter was embezzling money from Ohtani to pay for gambling debts. Then people started kind of speculating from there, well, wait a minute, is Ohtani involved in this at all? Now, we were kind of theorizing yesterday, based off of the initial reports saying that Ohtani had nothing to do with this, was involved. But now, since then, questions are really starting to swirl. Yesterday was kind of conspiracy theory. Today is kind of like, wait a minute, there's really something to this.
Well, how did he get the $1 million without him knowing about it? Well,
right. That's, I think, the basis of the questions.
And the story changed, too. Yeah. Jeff Passan is probably one of the best baseball reporters out there. And he came out yesterday and said the story changed. The original story was that Ohtani knew that gambling was involved, and then all of a sudden that went away. And they washed the story to say that he didn't know that there was gambling and that the guy stole money from him. So I don't know. Maybe there's something to this where people are saying that Ohtani knew about the gambling and he was maybe embezzling money. Uh-huh. Maybe he was the one gambling. I'm telling you, if this continues to develop, I said it yesterday, I'll say it again, this would be the biggest story in baseball history.
They can't. Baseball will cover it up.
Right. They're going to have to because
but then
what
do they do about the Pete Rose issue?
Exactly. Right, this would be bigger than Pete Rose.
Wouldn't this guy get fired and banned from baseball if that were the case?
Which is why it would be, I think, the biggest story ever, because this is the guy they called this generation's Babe Ruth.
He's the draw. And we joked about it yesterday. No one even knew baseball started the season. It started because there were South Korean games. And the only reason that anybody paid attention was because of Shohtani, as you call him.
Exactly.
So I didn't know his name. So.
They can't afford to ban him. They can't do it. But they look like... isn't there a question about the timing, too? Because they're all saying that they knew about this. The Dodgers knew that this investigation or this accusation was coming during game one that we had on live of that South Korean series. So he was in the dugout talking and conversing with the translator, obviously. That's his job.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe coming up with their story to get it straight.
Well, what if he just gave the guy the money to pay off the gambling debt? Is that illegal?
Yeah.
It is?
Well, because here's the big fear is what this is leading to. That he would be gambling on baseball games, maybe Dodgers games, maybe betting against the Dodgers. I don't think so, but you don't know.
Even if it's the interpreter and not this guy.
Right.
Shohtani. Okay.
Right.
So if he knew anything about gambling, he's in trouble.
And you're not allowed to gamble in other sports, right? I mean, I know that's the way it is in the NFL.
Right.
You can't do it.
Here's the other angle on this. How about this, which was brought up a lot yesterday? Huh. Well, let's go to the DraftKings Update Center to talk about the gambling thing with the Dodgers, brought to you by another online gambling site.
That's right.
But the players can't.
I know.
You called this. The gambling's going to end up screwing this whole thing up. with sports.
He's the face of the league, and he's an international superstar.
It's
so.
A slippery slope.
Yeah.
All they have to do is look at history, because once a gambler, always a gambler. Guy started a long time ago if he's spending that kind of money.
Listen, and maybe he's not involved at all. Maybe that's true. But there's a lot of questions surrounding this.
You can't deny the questions.
Right.
How long has he been in the United States playing for an American team?
6 years?
And he hasn't learned a lick of English? Not that I'm ragging on the guy, but come on. Just immersion alone should get you to learn English.
Listen, he's focusing on hitting a slider and throwing one, too.
That's right.
He's Babe Ruth.
All right, Shohtani, whatever. Could I have a little musical help here, Mr. Adams?
Sure, what do you need?
Millie Bobby Brown.
You want some Shatner?
Millie Bobby Brown, we know her from what favorite TV show? Stranger Things. If you didn't know, she's marrying John Bon Jovi's son, Jake Bon Jovi.
That's so weird, by the way.
They still haven't set a date, by the way. However, we do know who's going to marry them. Papa.
No.
Matthew Modine has been pegged to be the officiator at their wedding. He's already written the wedding vows. He's told them what the wedding vows are going to be. They both fell in love with it.
Oh, that's funny.
So Papa is going to marry her.
Papa, friends don't lie.
Yeah.
Please tell me also she's going to be Millie Bobby Jovi.
I think you have to be.
Millie Bon Jovi.
She's going to be a hyphenated Millie Bobby Brown Bon Jovi.
Oh, that's rough. Wait a minute.
She's going to have Bobby Brown and Bon Jovi in her name?
She's not getting rid of Millie Bobby Brown because everybody knows her as Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby 11 Jovi. All right, we've taken this too far.
Hopper doing the wedding vows.
That's right.
Not Hopper. Papa.
Oh, Papa. I was thinking
Matthew
Hopper.
Modine.
Sorry. Yes, sorry.
Millie Bobby Hopper Bond.
The one
11
that got killed
Jovi.
Off. Oh, that was a spoiler. Sorry.
What would happen if you mixed up Metallica with Elton John?
Oh, God.
Greatness.
Do it.
Really?
Metallica actually... Here's more music for you. Metallica actually did an Elton John song, Love Lies Bleeding, at some PBS special. It was the Gershwin Awards. PBS is going to air this thing a little bit later on. And this is what it sounded like when they actually did the song. Didn't exactly sound like Elton.
Okay. Well, the Library of Congress gives out the Gershwin Award. That was horrible as far as I'm concerned.
It's because the cell phone coverage of it?
Yeah, maybe it was just the quality. But you can see the whole thing April 8th on PBS.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, though.
Metallica's going to come after you. Lars is going to come after you, Jen. And James Hetfield. They're all going to come after you for trashing them.
Along with Millie Bobby Brown Jovi. That's
right. I'll finish with this real quick.
Ride the lightning, Jen.
Yes. Real quick. If you don't have plans for May 4th, I'll give you some plans for
you. I know where you're going to be. Remember, Diener? Remember, Bill, we had this conversation. Who's going to be the geek in the theater for 8 days?
Mm-hmm. May you're looking the 4th at him. Be with you. Of course, is the Star Wars holiday, May 4th. And to celebrate, Lucasfilms and Star Wars and Disney are putting out all 9 Star Wars films, as they call the Skywalker saga. The original 3, then the 3 in the middle that came out with Hayden Christensen and Obi-Wan there and everything. And then the last 3 that just came out with Daisy Ridley as Rey. All 9 movies, marathon, one epic saga, one epic day, in the movie theaters on May 4th.
Aren't they all like 3 hours long?
May the force be with you.
So you would be in the movie theater all weekend. How many times will you see it?
This 3 hours long.
There's like another hour of that to go.
Are you kidding me?
Well, someone will do it.
Well, at least, I've only seen the first 3.
All
I've
right.
never seen any of the ones after that. So,
well, on to a real captain next. He's 93 years old today.
Yes, he is.
How about, and looks good.
It looks great.
All right, we got that. And the latest is they're trying to seize Trump's property coming up next. The Self-Loader Morning Show. Keep it here. Let's see. It's the weekend. Everybody's got a Friday on their minds. March Madness. Let's see how things are going in El Paso, Texas. Oh, boy. Uh-oh. You had said it before, Jen. This is one of the, actually, Diener said it too. This is one of those moments, those turning point moments. I think the first one was DeSantis sending the migrants to Martha's Vineyard because the limousine libs were going, it can happen here.
Oh, my God, no. Get them off.
I thought that was just for Texas. Yeah. But this, everyone has seen. And to that point, every single mainstream media outlet is showing this video from Texas because it's crystal clear. It shows the insanity. There were probably worse incidents, maybe even yesterday, but none that were caught as clearly on camera and obviously microphone as this one was. This made an impact for everyone. Everyone had seen it.
It all thanks to the New York Post, I do believe, because they were the organization that were filming all of this. And what you see is, and if you didn't know it was the border, you know, our border, you'd look at this and say, wow, is this in Afghanistan? Is this somewhere in the Middle East? What the heck's going on? It was shocking to see these 300 guys. There's no women that I could see. How did they get through the razor wire without getting cut? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. I think it was just by force, and then the people who were in front got the brunt of it, whatever. But
yeah,
could have been worse, but it was just such a bad look that's what's – you can't find hardly anybody now unless you are just so deranged and you don't understand the issue that isn't affected by this now. They say, yeah, that border situation's bad.
They got a problem. Have you ever seen agents attacked?
Because now you saw that it's a – It's a violent. You could consider that violent.
Oh, that's extreme violence.
It's a violent rush to the border.
Fortunately, for those who were trying to get across the border, or unfortunately for them, there was another fence they had to get through. There's like multiple levels at the border, which fortunately kept the migrants at bay. But I don't know how many These are National Guardsmen. These are federal agents. They arrested one guy for attacking a federal agent. They're going through the video, that being the federal agents, to see who else is going to be charged. They caught all the people and they detained them and said, go back and wait.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
listen, I'm sure worse has happened, but maybe not caught on camera like that.
Yeah, it was kind of scary.
It was one of those eye-opening moments.
Yeah, you know what? It's like one of those things you don't think it happens here, but
right.
It does.
Right.
So, yeah, it's just like everything else.
All right, and way better news. Happy birthday wishes are in order.
To
this guy.
Stand by to receive our transmission.
It was so funny. I think it was just yesterday. He was on the screen for somebody was interviewing Shatner, and you said, man, he looks good. Didn't know today was going to be his birthday.
Yeah, I don't know why he was on TV.
I don't think it was for his birthday either.
No, it might have been because of the SpaceX launch.
Oh, right.
Remember, because he went to space only it wasn't with SpaceX. I think it was Virgin Galactic.
I'm a rocket man.
I do
remember. He went in that balloon thing that goes to the edge of space. He went in that rocket and then came back down. He is 93 years old. He looks fabulous.
God love him.
Put it this way. He looks far better than our president.
Yes, he does.
And he's got
at
least
10 years?
10, 12 years on him probably.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, he looks good. 93, still going strong. I don't know. It's maybe being the Rocket Man saved his life. Who knows?
I don't know. He's a treasure, though, that guy.
He's got good genes. I'll tell you that much.
Happy birthday to him.
93. God bless him.
What do you get Captain Kirk for his birthday? How's that go?
I don't know.
Remember we talked to him, though? Don't ask him how he is.
No.
Jeez. How am I? How are you?
How are you?
Why doesn't anybody tell the truth when you ask that? What do you mean? You may be missing a leg and you say fine.
I remember. I was like, okay. Woo.
But we finally got to talk to him. All right.
He's a little bit nuts.
Now all of a sudden, the Democratic experts are saying that Mar-a-Lago is worth hundreds of millions. Isn't that funny?
No. Letitia James said it was only, 18?
Well, now that they want to seize it, it's worth all kinds of money now.
Of course it is.
Okay. And they're probably still undervaluing it. We've got that to talk about more on March Madness, too. Big shockers already. It's all coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.
It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
You need at least 30 days to get any of these properties sold. But the property that you alluded to, Mar-a-Lago, potentially, that could be something that could be sold quickly. I think the valuation is something in the hundreds of millions, and I think there could be a buyer for something like that.
Wait a minute. What? I was told it was only worth $18 million.
That's what Letitia James said, and that was one of the big things she held against Trump, that you overinflated the price of Mar-a-Lago to get better rates and get a bank loan and based on the collateral of your properties.
Oh, wait a minute. Now that they want them to sell it, it's worth a lot more.
Okay. It's CNN saying it's worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, to
That's
be fair,
priceless.
That wasn't the state of New York saying that. That was an so-called expert on CNN. I get it. But they're really all the same. CNN's just a talking arm of the Democrats, so what's the difference?
So you can't tell me, again, during this whole court trial thing that went on, they didn't bring in real estate experts who said Trump Tower in New York City is worth $500 million. Mar-a-Lago's worth $600 million, whatever the case may be. I just don't understand how it's even gotten this far. I'm sure Trump is probably just as aghast as I am.
Nobody gets it.
So it's
nobody.
Like, come on, stop.
Development in this, though. Letitia James is on the move. Apparently setting up the stage, preparing to seize the former president's Westchester, New York County properties.
Oh, okay.
Because the Monday's the deadline, and it's $464 million he has to come with, the bond, to even get a chance to appeal.
It's a lot of money.
So here's what would be affected if this actually goes through. Trump National Golf Club, Seven Springs Estate, risk of being, who knows what those are worth.
Jeez.
And here's the other development, and it looks as though only Fox had this one. The judge, Engoron there, who looks like Gollum.
He looks like one of those creepy guys.
He has said that the state will now monitor all of the Trump organizations, even the kids' companies, to make sure that they're not trying to hide some assets. It's just.
Don't they already know what all his assets are? I just don't get this.
Welcome to Marxism.
Oh, my God. This is crazy.
It's insane.
It really is. It's nuts. Just because he did. And basically, if you look at this, it's based purely on jealousy. Letitia James doesn't like the fact that a rival politician is worth billions of dollars and she's not. I just don't get it.
So Trump has responded. We keep checking Truth Social. We keep checking to see if it's anywhere else, any interviews. You had to be a Save America PAC member to get this one. It was a direct email blast to all the members. I'm sure we have some listeners who are members of this PAC. I get it. Who have contributed to
it. I get the little ones. I don't get the big, high-end money ones.
Trump contacts Jen. Hello, little contributor.
How are you? Could I have another $25?
Hey, nickel and dime you.
Could I nickel and dime you a few more times?
I didn't need you before. I need you now. So this is the email that went out yesterday. Ready? Keep your filthy hands off Trump Tower. Here's the rest of the statement. Insane radical Democrat AG Letitia James wants to seize my properties in New York. This includes the iconic Trump Tower. And don't forget about that. Democrats think this will intimidate me. They think that if they take my cash to stifle my campaign, I'll give up. I'll never surrender.
He's not going to give up.
Of course
it's
not.
This just made his popularity go up even more.
Oh, has it? Absolutely.
As it usually does.
Because now you've got everybody at least more people, unless you are just so infected by Trump derangement system, your syndrome, that you don't care. Because this affects the entire country. If you own anything in this country, you should be concerned about it.
Especially if you're a developer in New York. How do you think they feel? If I were building a skyscraper, or I was building an apartment condo complex in New York, or a new building, I'd be concerned. What if Letitia James doesn't like me? She's going to come get my stuff too?
Yeah. Well, they could if they would. If they could, they would get everybody.
Yeah. Didn't Trump say if don't bother building in New York, get out while you can?
Right.
Leave now before they come after you. So that'll be, you know what? That's going to be DeSantis's next take. Get out of New York. You can build here. We won't take your stuff away.
It's probably will happen. I think you're right. It's a good prediction. I can see that happening.
Yeah, I would assume. I mean, it's how we get all the police officers, teachers, nurses, paramedics.
These really are scary times, though. We can laugh to try to make ourselves feel better about it. That's a scary thing. It's one of the scariest things I've ever seen.
I liken it to, I went through this with my lawsuit. You know, I lost. They took everything I owned. And you have no legal background to nothing.
Brutal.
Until you appeal, you're stuck.
Right.
I mean, and they seized. When I tell you they seized everything, I was like, you can't function. And I'm just a little, little fish. You can imagine with him, if she starts seizing properties, it screws you all up. Let me tell you.
Should be concerned. We'll see. All right. And better news.
Yes. 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 Yes.
We got March Madness to think about. Even though, night one, day one, we had some shocking games. Little Oakland, not California, as we learned. Oakland, Michigan.
The Golden Grizzlies.
That is a cool name.
It's a great name. Yeah, I like them.
Underdog players, underdog school, knocks off powerhouse Kentucky. Not enough people, by the way, are talking about what this means for Kentucky. Does that mean heads roll? Is that what
that
means?
I don't know. Didn't Kentucky get bumped last year, too, early? I think they lost on the first round. Did they not last year?
I can never remember that.
Anyway, it was close because we have a big Kentucky fan here, and I remember there were tears in the hallway because they lost.
Well, that's how it goes.
But you're right. What happens to – I don't know who they're called. I don't know anything about this. So all I know is if I were going to play, and which I did not, I may have picked – this team purely because of their name. I like Golden Grizzlies better than Wildcats.
See, you would have won.
Yeah, but that would have been one game out of a million. Put it this way. Who has a perfect bracket this morning?
No one.
Let's go to ESPN. They started out with more than 22 million entries. 22 million. This morning, they only have 1,825 that are perfect, that are left.
That's
out
unreal.
Of 22 million.
That's why they have such a big cash prize, because they know no one's ever going to get a perfect bracket.
No. And today, you know, you got all the number – there's a couple of number one seeds. UConn, Purdue, and Houston are all playing. So maybe one of them gets knocked off. Who knows?
Is it a coincidence that on the first Friday of March Madness, it's also National Goof Off Day?
No. Well, no.
Good luck if you manage people today, everybody. Good luck with productivity today.
I have a friend of mine who used to work in a finance house. I won't tell you which one. It was a big one. And his boss was a college basketball fanatic.
Yeah, it's
He'd
cool.
shut the office down at 9 o'clock and they'd go to a bar. They'd sit there all day and watch basketball.
Smart man. He knows.
And he said, we're not going to get anything done, so we might as well go enjoy.
It was cool, though, yesterday, reading stories, people just posting things online about, you know, what this meant to their family. Like, the dad used to let them skip school, and they go out and, like, eat wings and watch the tournament.
Cool.
It's tradition. It's great.
Yeah, it's cool. I just like to see it when they get to the Final Four.
See, that's me. See, we go over the matchups and teams, and I'm like, my brain melts. I'm like, I can't go over this.
There's too many.
Wake me up when there's eight.
Yeah.
That's when I understand things. My little brain can't handle any of this.
I'd rather wait till there's four. It works better for me that way.
Jen tunes in with who won.
That's it, you know. But that I was just shocked at that statistic on the brackets.
That's amazing.
More than 22 million and you only get about 1,800 left.
Wow.
That's incredible. If you're one of the 1,800, good luck.
Yeah, good luck to
with
you.
With ESPN, because that's the million-dollar one, isn't it?
I think that's still the biggest one. I think, anyway. I don't know. Maybe DraftKings is some bigger one now. Boy. And by the way, if your bracket's still perfect, you're just lucky.
Yeah.
No way science went into this. Forget about it. All right, coming up next, what happens if you got fired from your teaching job because of your burgeoning rap career?
Huh?
Did you hear about this lady?
No.
And she's fighting it.
Well, good for her. She's rapping against the rap. Good for her.
Now, I did not see her rap videos, but apparently that's what got her in trouble.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. But is it a civil rights thing?
Does she have clothes on in the video?
I don't know.
Just
we'll see. Now, what's the reaction so far about the border chaos of which we saw yesterday? It's pretty strong. It's coming up next. The Self-Loader Morning Show. Keep it here.
I have not met one person who likes Joe Biden. Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. And I've met some strong Democrats who say they don't like Joe Biden, and that they are embarrassed by the job that he has done.
Okay, you could say that that's just one guy's opinion on a podcast, but he happens to be Lieutenant Governor right now, Mark Robinson from North Carolina. They think he's going to be governor. He's a very, very influential guy up and coming in the ranks right now. And he says he's because of his, you know, he's been campaigning in and outside of his state for his race. He says, He goes, even the support you see in the polls, I don't believe for him.
Really? So he's been to Asheville?
Oh, I know.
I'm just saying.
Except for the blue dot that is Asheville, North Carolina, in the state. Everybody else is pretty cool.
Everybody else hates Joe Biden except for Asheville. That's pretty strong, though.
So we bring this up.
I can't meet anybody.
Nobody. Because after the video, and it's getting more plays right now, well, heck, we put it on our morning show blog, but it's on everybody's phone, tablet, now TV. We're playing the audio for it of the border chaos in El Paso, Texas yesterday. You're going to have a lot more Democrats turning on Biden on this, even if they don't admit it. This Biden thing is a disaster, this border thing.
So when does he go to the border again, that being the president, and saying, I'm going to fix the problem?
I don't think it happens.
You don't really?
No. See, now, they didn't get any play off it last time.
Well, the thing is, now he would. Now is what he should do, is he should say, I'm going to the border. And like he gives money to Ukraine quite freely, he should just say, all right, independently here, I'm gonna say the government's going to give the Border Patrol X of billions of dollars
right.
and fix the problem. Mm. And reinstate stay in Mexico and reinstate building the wall and reinstate other things that you killed off on the first hour of your presidency.
I'm a little bit shocked, and we kind of talked about this amongst ourselves off the air. Say, well, why is this getting so much play? Why did the Today Show that same video we talked about from El Paso yesterday, people rushing violently the border? Are they turning on Biden? The Democrats done with him? Or is it just too big to ignore now?
I don't know.
Could be either way.
Where's Gavin Newsom? I'm just saying. We all know that he's going to be the chosen one, right?
He's ordering the new curtains for the Oval Office is where he is.
You know, he's got new chairs coming in. He's going to have, you know.
He's got one of those virtual redesign programs for the West Wing.
He's picking new furniture out.
I don't know. They may be turning on him. But like Mark Robinson said right there, this is why this is relevant. Even the support you see in the polls, which is low. I mean, historic approval levels, disapproval levels. I don't even believe those. I really don't.
I don't know.
Knock 10 points off of those.
I don't even, yeah, I don't think anybody, I think that what that guy said is true. You can't find anybody who likes Joe Biden at this point. And then you hear of things that are happening around the country. You know, like what was that video we were just talking about? A Venezuelan migrant in a house saying, hey, all my constituents, if you make it across the border, move into an empty house because you become a squatter and you have more rights.
We'd play it for you, but it's all in Spanish, but it's horrifying. This guy has 500,000 TikTok followers. He lives in Ohio.
500,000?
He's a Venezuelan migrant, and he's telling people how to seize homes and be squatters. Basically, through the translation, says any empty homes you see in the United States, seize it.
Because in many cases, it's not only New York where the statute is. If you're there for 30 days, it's basically yours.
Oh, that's what we found out.
30 days.
In all 50 states, squatters' rights laws. What's a squatter's rights bill? What is that?
And how come squatters got rights?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, why? Why'd that happen?
That's a great question. You know, I remember it happened. Remember it happened in some big mansion like in Highland Beach? A bunch of kids moved into it and they couldn't get them out.
Yeah, they wouldn't leave.
They were like, we're staying.
Speaking of that, this is kind of dark on a Friday before a weekend to talk about, but it's a big story because they're wanted. Squatters killed a 52-year-old woman in Manhattan. I won't give you any more details other than that, but it's horrifying. And then they drove to Pennsylvania, so they're wanted. Police say a man and a woman killed Nadia Vitel inside her recently deceased mother's apartment.
She wanted the apartment.
It had been vacant for months since her death. This is really kind of like that Queen story with the lady that couldn't get the squatters out of there that we had.
She got rid of them.
Thank God. She went to check on the apartment, found the squatters inside.
And they killed her?
Was attacked, and now she's dead.
Oh, my goodness.
And now those squatters have fled to, they think, somewhere in Pennsylvania.
Wonderful.
Now, is it a case where you wouldn't have heard this story?
Probably not.
If the first one hadn't happened, maybe not. But my God, is this horrifying.
This is like, though, it's like every week we've had a different, like, horrifying squatter story.
Yeah, for a while.
And it's been, it seems to be New York, New Jersey. Remember that guy in New Jersey? He sold his house. It was a multi-million-dollar home. Mm-hmm. He had to pay the squatter, what, $200,000 to get out and leave so he could sell the house?
Do you remember also, and this is about, I think it was back in January, we had the story of the California guy who has a business to get the squatters out of your house?
Yes.
It was so bad in California. You sign a rental agreement with him for your property. He moves in with the squatters, and he says makes life very uncomfortable for them until they leave.
Yeah, but what if you get somebody crazy like this couple in New York that killed this woman?
It's a dangerous situation, right?
You know, you better be pretty well handy with a gun and a knife and everything else in self-defense because they could kill you while you're sleeping. Who knows?
Good Lord. All right.
It's crazy.
In different news.
Is it good?
Don't worry about the rain. You're going to win Powerball this weekend. Or Mega Millions. Well, pick one.
Which one do you want? Do you want the really expensive one? That's Mega Millions. That's tomorrow night. Right now, it still stands at $977. Sorry. Tonight's Powerball, $750.
Easy.
Put it this way. If Trump won the Powerball, he still wouldn't have enough money to pay his fine.
That's hideous.
If he wins Mega Millions, he may just break even.
Well, thanks to my big Mega Millions win. And your contributions.
Yeah, so make sure you stop in the rain today. Make sure you stop and buy some lottery tickets.
Oh, boy. We got rapid fire. That'll cost you nothing.
Oh, I, You know what it's going to cost? You know what? This I'm going to tell you a story about how bad the shape of golf is.
Really? Oh, no.
Yeah. Because of what they're already talking about.
Really?
Yeah. They're in trouble. I'm thinking, really?
Are they selling off the LIV Golf League?
No, not yet. No.
All right. We got that and more to send you into the weekend with some stuff, info to know, coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.
Time for Jen and Bill's Rapid Fire on News Talk 850 WFTL.
All right, the weekend has arrived. Almost. We'll get you ready for it with some stuff to talk about throughout the weekend. What's going on, Jen?
This is going to incense you.
Yay.
Oakland, not wasn't it Oakland, the team that won last night against Kentucky?
Yeah, Oakland, okay. Michigan.
This is Oakland, California.
Okay.
A 102-year-old man by the name of Victor Silva Sr. has been cited by the city to clean up his spray-painted graffiti on the fence outside his home.
What?
He's 102 years old. His 70.
Oh, jeez.
has been helping him try to fight.
Hey, Junior.
So he said, you know, I've lived in the same house for 80 years. He's lived in the same house in Oakland. He said, you know, in my younger days, when I was about 82, I could go outside and I could paint the fence. He said, but almost immediately, there'd be more graffiti on it. Others refer to it as urban art.
Oh, boy.
Okay. The city is fining him $1,100.
Oh.
Plus another $1,300 for each time he fails reinspection. Now, they send an inspector out like once a week.
And yet it's probably the same city commission that calls it urban art, but they want to fine this guy.
Yeah. Okay. Now, let's move ahead just a little bit. He said every house in the neighborhood, and there's a utility truck in the house next door. He said the whole thing's painted in graffiti. He said it's everywhere. Oh. He said, but they're signaling me. And he goes, when I call City Hall to talk to somebody, I'm on hold for an hour. He goes, where's the taxpayer dollars going? We don't have any cops. We don't have any in City Hall yet. They can send an inspector out.
And when you're that old, you don't have an hour to spare. Let's be honest.
That's it. He's going to be 103 like next month.
You don't want to spend your last hour on Earth on hold.
On hold with City Hall.
So anyway.
That's the worst.
The Sun got in touch with the local Fox affiliate who did a story. And allegedly, the station has reported that a city inspector is going by Mr. Silva's house sometime next week to rectify the situation.
Uh-huh.
They probably tear his fence down.
Well, assuming they're going to cancel all the citations against him.
What a
nightmare. Who does that against a 102-year-old guy?
It's just stupid city commissions.
Horrible.
My God.
That is infuriating.
It is.
These people, morons.
Well, we ran out of time last segment because we were talking about the squatters, but we wanted to get to this. There's a teacher in Michigan. Well, former teacher. It's Taylor, Michigan. She was fired because of her rap career she's working on outside of school.
Why?
Is it fair? Is it not?
Well, is it vulgar? Is she half clothed?
Well, her real name is Dominique Brown.
Okay.
I saw just a clip of the video. It's not like she's not like naked or anything, but it's, you know, it's, I don't know.
Well,
what all the lyrics are about.
Look
but
at
her,
Lizzo. She doesn't have any clothes on either.
Well, hold on. Her rap name is Drippin' Honey.
Oh, well, all right. Well,
excuse me, Miss Brown. I mean, Drippin' Honey. Here's her telling the story.
Nobody even knew I was a rapper until the parent kept continuously complaining.
Here we go.
The whole time, baby, going crazy like the 80s. The first meeting that I had with like the principal and the dean, they had told me that the parent wished to stay anonymous and she felt as if she didn't like my rap career and that I was a bad influence on the kids because I rap. My mind and my heart was telling me two things. I couldn't see myself giving up my other passion just because somebody didn't like it. They said erase all your content. That was the ultimatum, erase all your content. I'm just like, respectfully, I can't do that.
Wow.
Oh, I'm on her side.
That feels unfair.
That's really unfair.
I think that's the way most people feel, actually.
You know, it's so
she does
she's a
actually
rapper.
Have a rap career. You may not like her as a teacher, but that's really honestly got nothing to do with her career outside.
It's not affecting the students at
all.
Like, what's the big deal?
Or you can take a guy like a Jelly Roll who spent how many years in prison, and now he's like one of the most famous country artists in the world.
And possibly Trump's VP pick. We don't know yet.
That's right.
You never know, yes.
She did get fired, so I'd imagine there's a lawsuit happening.
Oh, I bet you she wins that. She shouldn't win that lawsuit. That's crap.
And I want the students to call me dripping honey.
Yeah, baby.
It's probably some woman who just doesn't like her.
I'm sure.
You know, it's some mother whose kid's been getting picked on or maybe failing the class.
I'm sure
that's who's done it.
Yeah, that feels unjustified there.
She'll find a new job.
I hope so.
Well, maybe Jelly Roll will call her up and she'll do a collaboration with him.
Maybe Drippin' Honey would be Trump's VP pick.
Yeah.
We don't know.
You never know where it's going to go. So I'm going to go back real quick, guys, to the NCAA tournament madness.
Yes, dear.
Because now, of course, we know that Oakland beat Kentucky last night. That was the big bracket-busting upset that everybody's talking about this
morning.
Right? There was something else that happened. But real quick with Oakland, there was something that I found pretty cool. The coach there has been coaching 40 years, not in his career, at that school.
Oh, come on.
He's been the head coach of Oakland basketball since 1984.
Boy, is that rare.
How incredible is that? Is that a record?
I mean,
I don't know of any other college coach who's been around that long.
Only other guys I can think about, and I'm not sure where their numbers still, but like Bob Knight, Indiana, Dean Smith, North Carolina. John Wood in UCLA.
The Wizard of Westwood.
Yeah.
And he was there forever. That was 40 years.
Yeah, he was probably right up there.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. That's a cool side story there, that after 40 years, he gets an NCAA tournament win. So pretty awesome.
Good for him.
But outside of that, another game that we almost were talking about this upset is the upset we didn't even know almost happened last night because it was midnight when this took place. Kansas, number 4 Kansas against 13 seed Samford, Samford Bulldogs. That's right.
Where are they from?
Not even really sure.
Nobody knows.
But it came down to the wire. Kansas ended up winning the game 93-89. It's the highest scoring game of the day, I think, actually. But it was very controversial at the end. A guy for Kansas was going up for what would have been a game-sealing dunk. And the kid from Samford chased him down and blocked the ball out of bounds. It was an incredible play.
Wow.
Well, they called a foul on the kid from Samford. And as they're watching the replay, the announcers are like, oh my gosh, this is a terrible call. That kid just made the play of his life by blocking a dunk that would have given Samford the ball back with the ability to possibly tie the game. But they called a foul, and Kansas was able to seal it at the free throw line.
On what the announcers thought was a bad call?
Yeah, and it was a bad call.
Was it?
Wow. When you watch the replay, it's a clean block. And, I mean, from behind, hits the ball out of his hands mid-flight. It was an incredible, chase-down block. And they got robbed. Samford should have beaten Kansas last night. We would have been talking about that. But nobody even knew about it because it happened so late.
That's a real shame.
Yeah.
They're from Alabama, by the way.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Samford. And Bobby Knight was at Indiana 29 seasons.
Oh, wow.
So. Seemed longer.
It did, didn't it?
Well,
that's a shame for that kid, though.
It is.
It is.
Yeah. The play of his life, and the referees screw it up. They call a foul. So Kansas won, though. They avoided the upset.
Well, maybe who do they play next? Maybe they'll lose the next time around. Who knows? I'll tell you who's losing. Golf. When you start talking about the Masters and hope, this is what they're banking on. Tiger Woods, he is now on the official tournament field list to play in the Masters. No one's assuming he's going to play.
Okay.
They just want to get it out there.
Yeah.
3 weeks before the tournament that he's on the official list because nobody's watching golf anymore.
Yeah.
They're hoping that he plays. Last time he played was the Genesis Invitational. He's the spokesperson for Genesis. It was his tournament, and he ended up dropping out, remember, on the third day? Because his leg was bothering him.
Oh, he had the flu or something.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
He got sick. Anyway.
Yeah, he got sick.
He's just one win shy of beating Jack Nicklaus. He's got 5 Masters, championships. But Masters runs April 11th through the 15th. So we shall see if Tiger shows up in Augusta.
Man, they want him bad,
But they want him really badly
CBS
to show up.
CBS already running the Masters promos.
Are they really?
They're getting ready, trying to get that March
music.
Madness audience.
Yeah, well, they're going to need it.
Soothing sounds of Jim Nantz. It's a great tournament.
Is it Magnolia Avenue Lane?
Lane.
Yeah. It's a beautiful entry. Mm-hmm.
Well, and more entertainment fluff stuff for a Friday. Entertainment Hollywood gave us a great teaser yesterday. One that I think we're excited about. I also think everybody involved with this project is excited about it. It's the teaser for Beetlejuice.
The juice is loose.
Looks good. I don't think it's going to disappoint.
I don't think so either, because it seemed like they really put a lot of work into this to to make it like a fan favorite type of movie.
And they were all psyched to be there.
Yeah.
What did Catherine O'Hara was the first one that said the song was going to be prominent. She's right. It was That's the first cool. thing you heard.
And I think so far, just trying to get a gist from the little they gave us, from what What's-His-Face had said, there's going to be very little CGI. Make it like a classic look.
It's funny you say that. So Tim Burton, right?
Well, also
Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton.
Tim Burton, of course, the director, said that same thing. He said they wanted to use very little CGI, and he actually used, he said, some stop-motion filming.
Yep.
Like in Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yep. Because you really can't computerize that classic look.
Right.
You know, you got to have the old-school look.
So that'd be cool.
Isn't that what they did? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, wasn't it? Stop-motion. However that works.
It's magic.
By the way, I found out an interesting thing. Harry Belafonte sang the Banana Boat song, that song.
Sure.
The first time he ever sang it live on television was with the Muppets.
Huh. How about that?
Muppets breaking news.
How do you like that?
How about that?
Really? I mean, you would think Harry Belafonte would have sung that song somewhere live somewhere before that.
No, it was Kermit.
It was Kermit.
I think it was Fonzie, actually, but it was one of them. Yeah.
Well, guys, from Fozzie one movie that... Fozzie Bear. Before, you know you'll get the text messages, Jen, it's Fozzie, not Fonzie. That's Happy Days. Don't you know that?
Fozzie Bear was my nickname in high school. So
well, there you go. Anyway, so from a movie that we're excited about to a movie that... Meh,
what do you mean, eh?
We'll finish off with a meh. For rapid fire, Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire.
Oh, they say it's going to be a huge hit today.
Well, if it is, I'm not sure how many people are going to like it because they are killing it in the reviews.
No.
Are they? Yeah. Because I actually was excited for this movie. I really wanted to see it. And, you know, Paul Rudd comes back with Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd, some of the, you know, the original guys in here. But they say that flat visuals to poor humor.
Aww.
Ghostbusters Frozen Empire represents a lot of what's wrong with modern blockbusters.
Oh, man. That stinks.
That stinks.
And it's gotten some bad reviews in Rotten Tomatoes. But who knows? I don't know. Maybe this is just a critics thing. Maybe the fans are going to like it. But some of the preliminary stuff is not good.
If you're a Ghostbusters fan, you really don't give a crap what they say. You're going to go see it anyway.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It'd be like them telling you Star Wars is a bad, you know,
right.
movie. And
I want it. Yeah.
And you're going to go see it anyway. So.
Well, let's hope they're right.
Yeah, hopefully.
Who knows?
Check it out, maybe.
All right, coming up next to wrap things up, an amazing medical miracle story from Mass General Hospital. Surgeons there used a modified pig kidney. I mean, in a transplant.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
And the guy's doing great.
Isn't that amazing?
Such an achievement. The doctors got emotional yesterday.
Just think this guy lives a long time. This could solve the transplant problem.
It really could, because there's a shortage. You know, it could solve everything. Yeah. All right, we got that and more. It's next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Of course, the 850 WFTL Morning Show blog is always in effect. Active, running, stuff you can check out if you haven't. It would be amazing if you haven't seen it yet, but that video... crystal clear as day, because who was at the New York Post was there yesterday in El Paso, Jen, showing it. And this one was a violent, violent storming of the border.
Yeah, it looks like something you would have seen like in a Middle Eastern country. If there was no volume and you didn't realize the guys you were looking at, because you only see the backs of them, is the Border Patrol agents and the National Guard. I didn't see any women, by the way. Were there any women involved?
Well, no.
I didn't.
It started with a family, but then it was hundreds of just fighting age males storming the border.
300 of them stormed the border, and they literally break through the razor wire. And how they did it without getting cuts beyond me. But they push the razor wire out of the way. They push the fence out of the way, and they just bum rush, basically, these agents.
And this was the one, we called it before, I'm more convinced of this now. This is one of those turning points like the Martha's Vineyard maneuver from DeSantis. This is one of those turning points where even if you take Trump out of it, you look at this issue and you say our country cannot survive this. This is just insanity.
Well,
this is allowed to happen.
And we've said it probably ad nauseum on this show. These aren't families. And you know, it's not a mom and a dad and a couple of kids or a mom and dad and a baby and, whatever the case may be. There were 300 of them, and they were all men, all young men. And how many times have they nailed somebody that's coming in that's a member of Hezbollah, that's a member of ISIS, that's a member of some terrorist group?
Right.
And how many of them get through that we don't know have gotten through?
Well, you can check that on the blog if you haven't seen it, but you probably have seen it. It's been everywhere, even in the morning shows of mainstream media. And the good side of humanity, how about this? This guy, who the doctors call a real hero, he's recovering, is said to be doing well in Boston at Mass General Hospital. Rick Slayman, he agreed to try a groundbreaking operation this week. He had a previously failed human kidney transplant, and there's a massive shortage of donors. So researchers hope animal donors may help. A pig kidney doctors were using to genetically modify it and reduce the risk of rejection. How about that?
Yeah, and they said when one of the doctors got up to speak, he says this is a culmination, he goes, of thousands of doctors and scientists and engineers, he said, over, you know, the past 10 years to get to this point. And this man has agreed to be basically our guinea pig for this kidney. But how do you, number one, how do you modify, genetically modify an animal? You got to start there. So the pig's kidney doesn't get rejected. And then they got to do other stuff to the pig's blood to make sure that doesn't get transferred. It was wild.
What an amazing thing. Even the doctors were emotional.
Yeah, well,
because of years of work that went into it.
You just think, if it works, these people that are on waiting lists to get maybe it's other things besides kidneys. You know, it's other organs that they need transplants for.
Yeah.
And incredible. If that's the case, it'd be great. Don't forget, Mega Millions tonight, $977 million. Tomorrow night's Powerball, $750 million. Better shot of winning that than winning a perfect bracket.
Yeah.
We'll be back Monday. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on Monday.